Number 5, Russell Street, King's Road, Chelsea. March 2nd, 1853. To the Chairman of the Poor Law Commissioners. Sirs, I have been a ratepayer in the parish of St. Luke's, Chelsea, for nearly 20 years. I have no wish to create ill feeling or to commence agitation. I have taken the liberty to ask one or two questions respecting the treatment of some poor persons who have been forced to take their residence in the workhouse. Their treatment appears to me to be unnecessary. I therefore wish to learn if it is by your orders that the guardians treat the deserving poor in this manner, whilst placed, as I should suppose, under their care. And is it by your order? I shall understand that in your wisdom you have found what I conceive this treatment necessary for their subordination. A poor woman, who has been in her former life respectable, and in earlier days filled the situation of a monthly nurse, while her ability enabled her to perform the duties of that important situation with credit. But, with growing age and adverse circumstances, she was obliged to take refuge in the workhouse. Here, she informs my wife, she was deprived of all her small stock of decent clothing, so that when she went to see any of her former friends, or those by whom she had been employed, she was obliged to wear that badge of indifference, the workhouse dress. She was also deprived of her nightdress, and obliged to sleep without. A poor man, whom I have known for years, as a sober, steady, industrious person, informs me that while other parishes are paying labourers' wages to those working on the roads, St. Luke's only pay a half per day. A pittance for hard labour outside, and not sufficient to live in any way. If, sir, you will have the kindness to inform me of this mode of treatment is as you direct, I shall esteem it a particular favour. I am, sir, your very obedient servant, Thomas Corley.